going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, so Peter Schrager had his mock draft come out today. He had Ashton Jeanty going 5th overall to the Jaguars.
Which will definitely make him, he already is no matter where he goes, 1.1 in Dynasty Fantasy. I should look at the rest of that mock. Let me do that after this trivia. You got trivia for me?
Yeah, so I got after some
that,
trivia.
I want to find out where Omarion Hampton went and where Tet McMillan went. Look at his second best landing spot there. Anyway, all right, yeah, what's up?
So this is based on running backs that have gone 5th overall or higher.
Okay, top 5 running backs.
The last 10 of them.
Okay.
There's been a drought as of late. Can you get the last 10?
Is the last one, Barkley, is he the last one? Or Zeke?
Yep. Barkley is the last one. Barkley's he went second overall in 2018.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep, fourth overall in 2016.
Leonard Fournette went 4th.
Yep, in 2017.
To Jacksonville. The last 10.
So there's 3. That's the 3 most recent. There hasn't been one since 2018.
10th is what year? Going back to
99.
Okay, if I'm going back to 99. In that case, all right, Trent Richardson, 3rd.
That's correct. Yep. You're getting him in order right now, by the way.
Going back?
Yeah, that was 2012.
There's
going to
be a Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown back-to-back.
Yes.
Both?
Yes. Yep. Okay. In 2005.
All right. Running backs in the top 5. McCaffrey's not. He went 8th. Running backs in the top 5. 99, I don't know if it's Edgerrin James.
That's correct. Yep, you got the farthest back.
So there's Ricky Williams was also, he was the same draft.
Mm-hmm.
Was he top 5?
Nope.
Okay, just outside the top 5. They traded their whole draft for a guy not in the top 5. But Edgerrin James went 4th. Did Williams go 6 or 7? Okay.
Oh, he did go 5th.
Okay, Ricky.
Oh, all right.
Ricky Williams,
well, there's 5th. Another one then. So we actually will have 11 now.
Okay.
So, sorry about that.
Is Marshall Faulk too far back? Where did he go?
He is too far back.
Okay. So I'm missing a couple. How many am I missing?
You are missing
top 5 drafted running backs.
You're missing 4 right now. 4. And a very big one, by the way.
A very big one.
Yeah, very lots of controversy around him in his college days.
Not Lawrence Phillips. He went 6th, I
nope.
believe. Hold on, let me look at the standings here. Again, I just gotta look at the team logos. Who drafted running backs high? Kajana Carter.
That's too far back.
That's 1992. Running backs in the top 5. Reggie Bush.
There it is. That's the big one.
Colts, Jags, Titans, Chiefs. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yep. You got 2 left.
2 left. Running backs take it in the top 5. Lions, Vikings, Packers. Did the Bears take a guy? The Bears took... There's a Bears here, isn't there?
Yes, they're... wait. Sorry, hold on one second. I didn't write their teams down with them. There is a Raven.
Okay.
And...
Jamal Lewis.
That's correct, on the Raven.
Where is he?
Fifth overall in 2000.
Okay. The last 10 running backs taken in the top five.
And then the last guy was a Raider.
Raider was, Darren McCaffrey.
Close.
Darren
Mick.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, come on.
You're right there.
I know.
You're missing the last three
syllables.
There's so
many. There's McCaffreys, McAllisters. It's not that. It's Darren. He was fast. He went to Arkansas. Oh, Darren Mick.
The part of his last name rhymes with Madden.
Darren McFadden.
There you go.
Darren McFadden.
There's 11 there.
11, yeah. I was almost going to go all the way back to Curtis Enos, but I'm not sure if he was top five or not.
He was. Penn State Bears. When I was starting to put this list together, I was like going way too far back and then realized I had to, you know, bring it forward a little bit. Some of these names are amazing. Hadn't heard of, but
who are some of the others? Rashawn Salaam, how high did he go? He won the Heisman. He was taken like 93, 94. Part of the Cordell Stewart Colorado team. Good trivia. Curtis Enos. Anyway, Dynasty. Listen, it's a big day for Dynasty tomorrow. I have a controversial, I don't know how controversial it will be, but I'm in a Dynasty league where I have the second overall pick, and I also have the fourth pick. I traded, so whatever, it's fantasy football chatter. Complain about it later. I had traded up to the fourth pick. I moved up in the first round so I could have 2 and 4. And the reason I did that, you guys let me know if you think this is stupid or not, but it's a conversation about Travis Hunter. I'm going to take Travis Hunter at 2.
I like it.
That's a good. I'm just gonna do it.
And I traded up the 4 so I could get one of the other running backs that isn't Ashton Jeanty, whether that's Trevion Henderson or Amarian Hampton or, I mean, those are the two.
Is Travis Hunter going to change how fantasy football scoring works?
No, you won't get any points for defense. It'll just be. I just think it's almost impossible. Let's really play out what will happen, because there are some that believe he could be as good as Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Chad Johnson. For a moment, imagine that that happens. He's as good as Justin Jefferson. It's pretty high. All right. Wow. Look at this guy. He's as good as Justin Jefferson. All right, Travis, get in there and stop the run. I don't think so.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I've kind of always thought about him, like, it's going to be awesome, and he's definitely going to do it for a little while, like play both sides. But at some point, a coach or himself is going to go, I can do more just catching the ball for you.
Yeah.
Like, would Deion ever step in and say that? Since he's kind of like the father figure for
but
him?
But Deion,
like,
Sanders, Deion played both ways. Deion Sanders did not put up huge numbers at receiver.
Right, he was more of a defensive guy, right?
When I think of Deion, I think of his time as a defensive back. In fact, in his pro football, like his career receptions, let me find his career receiving and rushing.
And it took him a while to get to receiver, too. He didn't play receiver at the start. He didn't come in as both.
No, Deion played defensive back, and through his first 7 seasons in the NFL, caught like 10 passes.
Yeah,
total. He had one season of 36 catches. You know, Deion was amazing as a two-way athlete and a two-sport athlete playing baseball, too. Career receiving touchdowns for Deion. Number 3. He did not play both ways, really, the way that Travis Hunter is thinking he's going to play both ways. Deion, his defensive chops were amazing. Starting in 1991, All-Pro second team, All-Pro first team, All-Pro first team, All-Pro first team. And he missed for 1 year in Dallas for whatever reason, his first year in Dallas. And then All-Pro first team, All-Pro first team, All-Pro first team, All-Pro second team.
Is that
an 8-year run with either first or second team 8 out of 9 years.
He also had more interception touchdowns than receiving touchdowns.
Right. This was not a play two ways guy. He did not do that in the NFL. He also retired in 2000 and came back in 2004. Deion did.
That's also
he's left for 3 years. Maybe more baseball focus there. I just can't see it. I don't know how it's going to work. I can't imagine if you had to choose between Justin Jefferson or Champ Bailey. You know, maybe some teams would take Champ Bailey, but once he shows the ability to score you the points, you're going to say, let's get him on the field and score the points.
Yeah, I think if he ever ends up playing more defense, or like if he ends up playing 50-50 and he's playing, you know, 75% of the snaps, I think it's more of a failure of him as a receiver if he ends up doing that in the NFL. I think if he ends up doing what people think he can do in the NFL as a receiver, and you know, he's got a lot of really incredible traits. Everybody sees it. He's the best receiver in this class. I think if he ends up splitting time like that, it's because he doesn't really become the receiver that people think he can become.
Right. And then the question becomes, do they want to give him the time to do that? What do you want to work on? It's OTAs. It's time to get to work. You want to refine your routes? You want to refine your route running? What are you going to spend your time on? Listen, I was not a double major in college. I don't know if anybody out there was a double or a triple major. On some level, it's, hey, wow, congratulations if you applied yourself and spent all that time. To become an expert at something at the highest level, like Ohtani pitching and hitting the way he does is incredible. But, you know, I think you can take the time in between starts to rest your arm and hit, right?
Well, it's a different motion. It's not the same exertion.
Whereas corner and receiver are so similar that not like his body will break down and he'll be tired. What are you going to work at? You're now in the NFL. You're going to the highest level. What are you actually going to refine? A lot of these guys, hey, we love this from you, but we're going to need you to work on these three routes. Yeah, is he going to be a third down receiver? Like how we see third down backs, is he going to be a third down receiver and then, you know, the rest of his time's on defense? Like something like that, is there going to be a split where he only plays specific scenarios where, hey, we really need you here on offense or defense for whatever reason? Like, hey, you're going to major in 75% of it. It's going to be this. And then every once in a while, we're going to throw you over here. Like, that's, I think, what it'll end up being. It just depends on which side of the ball it'll be.
And then do that for 3-4 years. Then what happens? Like, look, he's made too many big catches. We need him on first down. We need him on second down.
Right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. With if he ends up playing his whole career splitting, I think it's because he doesn't become a receiver in the way that we want him to be.
It might be ridiculous to suggest this, but like, if you could play goalie and center and be good at both, could a goalie on the day off play center, or would the goalie, maybe I'll take a day off. I'm not going to skate today.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a crazy hypothetical, but I can kind of relate to it. When I started playing goaltender, I split time between goalie and defense. I was playing house hockey for the Bisons, and I would do both. And I will say that I thought that my whole life being a defenseman really helped me to understand the game better as a goaltender, and vice versa. Like when I would go out and play D, I would be like, all right, I think I kind of understand what my goalie would like to happen here. So, you know, maybe.
Sure.
But I think similar to this, the physical traits and toll on the body are just, it's too wide of a range. It's too much to put on yourself.
Right. And it's the higher level aspect of
it, too. Sure, it's to be way at the top and say, you need to go the last 0.1% to become this incredible receiver, but you're not going to do that because you're going to be in defensive back meetings.
Right.
To me, that's just, it's asking a lot. But to that point, that's why I'm going to draft him number 2 in Dynasty, because, I mean, at the risk of not playing at the smartest, he's worthy of a high pick in Dynasty leagues. I'm going to approach it from a standpoint of I'm going to be the one that has a good time with that. That's it. You know, like it's kind of like you're in a dynasty league and somebody drafts your Bills players get drafted a little early because you're like, well, listen, if Keon Coleman pops, I want it on my team. Even though he might not be worth this pick, I'm taking him because I want that. That's how I'm going to do Travis Hunter in one of my dynasty leagues. Number 2 overall, like I'm taking Hunter. I did it, of course. I wouldn't do it, though, if I couldn't get up to 4 because my team needs running backs. And Amarian Hampton, Trevion Henderson, depending on those landing spots, we'll see. But G&T going 5 to the Jags, and it's not even an old school GM. It's a young 30-year-old guy, supposed to be super smart. I'm telling you, the running back thing, it has swung back where that value is not, it's not getting mocked the way that it was. 803-0550, Extendo Sports coming up. We got a contest. That's right, contest time. You can win. What can you win? Tickets to the Micah Hyde charity softball game. Be caller number 5 to 2214-WGR for your ticket to the 5th annual Micah Hyde charity softball game at Salem Field. Sunday, May 4th, your favorite offensive and defensive players play against each other. I don't know which side Travis Hunter would play on if he were here, but it benefits the Imagine Youth Foundation. Tickets are on sale at HydeCharitySoftball.com. Caller 5, 2214-WGR. You win a pair of tickets to the Micah Hyde charity softball game.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. We've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades.
With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.